So, guys, quick one from me today. Just sitting in the car off the back of an insane leg workout and conditioning session. And I want to share some things I wish I knew when I was getting into training. Looking to improve my physique, my performance, my energy, my output, and generally just live a better quality of life. So, one thing that I want to start this off by saying is all you guys, similar to me, most likely run a bodybuilding based program, something that, you know, puts the muscles under tension, allows you to build strength, and generally puts you in a position where you can increase muscle density and look in shape. Match that with a good quality diet and you will make physical changes. But with that being said, there's only so long you can do something like that before it gets boring, and that's what I ran into. And that's where I kind of uncovered the idea of functional bodybuilding or hybrid training, where you still train an element of bodybuilding, but you pepper in the conditioning work, you pepper in the cardio work. And why do I now do this? I was speaking to a guy in the change room today. He's like, "You're looking ripped, you're looking lean." I said, "Thank you, mate." The reason why I look this way, and I went to elaborate, because you know what, I'm not just going to say thank you, I'm going to tell him, because that could potentially change his outlook, philosophy and mindset towards what he is now doing if he currently trains like a bodybuilder. So I went on to say, right, listen, dude, I've been like, you know, 86 kilo before, 10 kilo heavier than I am now, and I just didn't like the way I felt, didn't like the way I looked, didn't like the way I was eating, my energy, all of that kind of stuff. I was kind of fat buff, you know, I had too much body fat, I was strong, but I just did not look the way I wanted to look. And over time, I refined this process. I used to go cut down, gain back, cut down, gain back, rinse, repeat, until I just came across a different way to do it. And that was, you know, functional bodybuilding, hybrid training, which has taken my heart, taken my fancy over the last, you know, 9-10 months. And it's allowed me to stay leaner year round, eat more food whilst improving my body composition, getting stronger and feeling better. Isn't that an amazing place to be with your physical fitness journey? So, consideration I would make for guys 25 to about 40 years old, when you're training, focus a lot of intent and intensity on bringing up lagging muscle groups with the bodybuilding training. Spend 30 to 45 minutes on these areas. If you can now commit between 1 hour to even an hour and a half to your weight training sessions. It's only 7:30 in the morning. I got to the gym at 6:05 this morning and I trained consistently back to back to back for around 75, 80 minutes with little to no rest time. And I smashed legs out the park, you know, RDLs, leg extensions, leg curls, split squats, all the kind of leg exercises to actually develop a good set of wheels. Then, with compromised legs, went into my conditioning session, which was 15 calories on the ski erg, 10 overhead push press with 40 kilo barbell, 20 gorilla rows, 10 toes to bar and 20 box step ups, and repeat that back to back to back to back for 30 minutes, as many rounds as possible. And that is a great way to get a surefire bang for your buck workout, improve the calorie burn, and get a lot more volume and frequency into your training whilst getting fitter. And that's what you need to understand. You know, I've not had a single bite to eat yet. I'm going to go home and feast on about a 700 to 800 calorie meal, and that'll do me till later in the day. But since I started doing this training, I've seen nothing but positive return. I recover better, I look better, I feel better, and generally, I want to share that with the world. I generally just want to tell you guys that what you're now doing doesn't need to be the way you always do it, because all roads lead to the same destination and there's more than one way to skin a cat. So taking that into consideration, guys, short and sweet from me, but doing what you're doing currently right now might be the thing that's holding you back, and you might, just maybe, if you hit your fitness menopause, you know, you'll see all these guys doing High Rocks or Athex or marathons. I love that, but why can't you do all of it? Why can't you look great doing it all as well? That's the thing I like to lead into. I'm never going to be a master of one specific area, because I don't like that. I want to be a jack of all trades when it comes to my fitness toolcase or toolbox, and have a lot more to give to the world, to myself, and try and test different philosophies, training methods and styles to promote my overall health, longevity and enjoyment of training. So guys, have a wee think about that today. ponder on it. Have an amazing one. I'll see you in the next episode.